Time now for your comments. First, some mix-ups. Commentator T.R. Reid in London mistakenly said that the ubiquitous beverage Snapple is owned by Nestle, when it is in fact owned by Nestle's chocolate-making rival Cadbury Schweppes. On the same show, Cokie Roberts referred to John Kenneth Galbraith, the noted John Kennedy advisor, when she meant his son, James K. Galbraith, who is also an economist. The younger Galbraith writes, "Now, admittedly, things have become more difficult these days when every top national leader seems to be named not only Bush, but also George and Walker. And it is true that I share my father's middle name, Kenneth, although I have made a practice, for the sake of those who may be easily confused, to use only the initial." And here's a non-mix-up. We'll let commentator Frank DeFord explain.
When I mentioned in passing that Mike Tyson had nibbled on Lennox Lewis, a number of listeners wrote in to correct me, saying that it had been Evander Holyfield, his ear in particular, that Iron Mike had gnawed on. While it is true that Mr. Tyson has only been caught biting Mr. Holyfield in an actual fight, he did most recently chomp on Mr. Lewis's thigh at a press conference heralding their fight. Mr. Lewis, in fact, was prudent enough to take a tetanus shot after he was made a snack of. Listeners are reminded never to sell Mike Tyson's appetite for crude behavior short.
Kate McKinnon of St. Louis chides a Baxter Black commentary. "What a cruel thing," she writes, comparing the cows along a bank to single mothers at a yard sale, pushing and slavering. "I'd like to see that privileged white male survive a single week as a single mother forced to shop at yard sales. It almost made me cry." Katha Abrams of Stamford, Connecticut, says her near tears were those of joy. She very much identified with the women in Juan Williams' profile of the Great Expectations Investment Club. She writes, "Women over 65 are too often invisible or romanticized as the white-haired grandma baking Thanksgiving turkey in the old homestead. In this piece, we heard from women whose voices may quaver, but whose brains do not." Speaking of economics and investments, we'd like to hear your personal stories about life during the current economic turmoil. What has it meant for your retirement, your portfolio? Are you lying awake nights or just riding it out? We want to hear about your experience, and we'll put your stories on the air. Send them to money@npr.org and tell us how best to reach you. That's money@npr.org. Send your other comments, as usual, to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.